This is the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast, picking out some of our favorite moments from this past week, and it starts now.
You know, we love hearing from you, so join the conversation, and if we miss you, you can always leave us a voicemail.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hi. I was listening to Jody talk about the mother-friend thing, and my mom passed away getting ready to turn 92 years old from surgery incident. And once I became an adult, we became best friends, and she went with me to everything I went to. My friends wanted her to come out, and I wish she was here to still do it. So you can still be the mom. I still look at her as mom, but she also was my best friend. Have a great day. Love you guys.
I love this. Thank you so much for this. I'm sorry for your loss. We were talking about that because it's something I struggle with in motherhood. I was always so, Murphy knows this, intent on being their mother and being staying in that lane and not being their friend. But now that our girls are growing up and they're older, they want me in the friend zone. They talk to me about it. They're like, you know, we're older now. We can hang like friends.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm kind of like, I'm careful of that. I try to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that boundary is different at different ages. You know what I mean?
I'm discovering that.
Right. What they need from you changes as they get older. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you can't be friendly, but, you know, I get that. If you're 10 years old and you're compromising on things shouldn't be compromising on as a parent,
right,
that really shortchanges your children.
So. It does. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to stay in that lane, and I did. But now they're ready. They're not 10 years old anymore, so they're ready. And what's funny is that this is the weekend. You understand?
Well,
Coming up
that's
Friday.
Not a coincidence.
It's me, Taylor, and Phoebe. We're going on our girls' mom-daughter weekend.
I think it's
going
to be a blast.
Two nights away. We'll be back to pick you up on Easter Sunday, Murph.
And you're going
to
party with the girls?
Now, wait. I didn't say I was going to party with them, but it's going to be more friendly and less mommy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's not anything you're going to have to be contrived about doing. It's just a natural thing. Yeah,
it is happening naturally, and I love it.
Yeah, I love that for you.
I love the stage where they are, so I'm looking forward to the weekend, too. Party! Anyway, thank you for that. Drop us a voicemail or join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Number five.
The Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, is well underway, and they've announced some casting this week. Lorenz Tate will play Berry Gordy, and Cat Graham will play Diana Ross. Now, Lorenz Tate is interesting, the casting, because he's played in biopics before. In the movie Ray, the Ray Charles biopic, he played Quincy Jones.
He's
no stranger to this sort of role, and it's looking good. Now, Jafar Jackson is set to play Michael. Jafar is, of course, Michael Jackson's nephew, the son of Jermaine. We get that movie in 2025.
Number four.
There is a new show. Remember ER?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, George Clooney was on ER, and so was actor Noah Wiley, where there's a new show based on that sort of thinking with Noah Wiley. He's going to star in it, along with the ER writers, called The Pit. Yes, it's a medical drama. It's the challenges facing healthcare workers in today's America and our healthcare challenges. And it will land, it's called The Pit, on Max.
Number three.
Kevin Costner says he wants to return for the second part of season 5, Yellowstone, as like a cameo to say goodbye to John Dutton. You know, for him to be able to do that.
Are they supposed to kill him off?
I don't know that. As if I would know that. However, that might be a problem because filming is set to begin in the next couple of weeks, so all the final season writings all been submitted already.
Yeah.
And the showrunner, the main point, Taylor Sheridan and Kevin Costner have beef.
Yeah, they have not been getting along.
Number two.
This is such a fantastic story. So Millie Bobby Brown, we know, is getting married to Jake Bon Jovi. And the word is that her co-star from Stranger Things, Matthew Modine, who played Papa on the show, super creepy,
yeah,
Papa, they're all friendly. He has a license to perform marriages and weddings, and so she's asked him to perform their wedding.
Hmm.
And he's written vows, and they were like, yeah, I like these. Hmm. He's going to be standing up there.
I wonder if he's wearing a lab coat.
He better not, but then again, how do you not make it a fun, funny situation yeah. like that?
Number one.
We learned this week that the Joker sequel, Joker 2, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, is going to lean heavily towards being a musical, a jukebox musical, which means songs you already know. Think Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Songs you already know. They're going to break out into song during the filming. It'll go along with the story, and you're just going to want to sing along.
Yeah.
And they're saying 15 or so reinterpretations of famous songs. That movie will be in theaters, by the way, in October. When you name your kid, you do normally put a lot of thought into it, and it's good. For a couple of reasons. Number one, they will live with that name for the rest of their lives. They will have conversations about it with people. But also, you'll be saying it a lot. You better like your kid's name because you're going to be saying it a lot.
And other iterations of it.
Yeah.
Nicknames and everything.
That you don't even know are going to happen until you meet that kid or know that kid.
You're right.
I bring this up because, Murph, the other night, you and I went to dinner where our Phoebe works.
Mm-hmm.
She waits tables. And she told us from jump, when she started waiting tables, she said, when you walk up and you introduce yourself to the table, you say, hi, I'm Phoebe. You say your name. Your server tells you their name. And she says a lot of times people have something to say to her about her name. And she said, it actually works to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you're welcome. But I actually witnessed it the other night. So we were sitting in Phoebe's section.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered, and then you got up and went to the men's room, Murph, and you missed this. So there was a table that sat down right next to us with four adults.
Yeah.
And they were waiting for two other people. And she walked up and said, hi. And I'm just totally listening, like a regular patron, pretending not to be her mom. And then she's like, hi, my name is Phoebe, and I'll be taking care of you tonight. And the man at the closest to her said, oh, like Phoebe from Friends? And she goes, just like Phoebe from Friends. And he goes, well, I've never met a real life Phoebe. And she goes, well, now you have. Welcome to it. And I was like, man, she is working the name.
That's so funny.
It was just too fun to watch it.
That's the most common question that she gets, Phoebe from Friends.
Like Phoebe from Friends.
That's actually who she was named after.
That would have been funny if they'd have said, well, why were you named Phoebe? Oh, I don't know. My mom's sitting right over there. Ask her.
She wasn't going to bring me into that and make it awkward. One of my favorite things about us choosing that name, I was big pregnant. We were watching
Friends.
We were had it on, I think, whatever, DVD or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it came to me that, how much I love that name. And I said, if this one's a girl, can we do Phoebe? What do you think of it? And you loved it immediately. And then when we told my family, my grandfather, who was the retired minister, he was like, oh, like from the Bible? And I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not really. I just kind of skated past that question.
Yeah, I had no idea that Phoebe was in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. And then he went and told us where from and all of that. Lately, you two girls have been complaining about dark circles under your eyes. So I did a little.
Meaning me and Sam?
Yeah, I did a little reading up on it for you.
I was born this way.
Me too.
Well, I know that you were born that way, Murphy, because you, have always said, I was dark circles, and my mom had them, too, and my mom's dad had them.
No, my mom's mom.
Your mom's mom.
And they were serious on her.
I don't think I developed them, but they're in the genes until
later. But you have started
years.
To notice them on you more recently, yes, Sam?
Mainly because we're doing these Murphy, Sam, and Jody videos.
I know.
And it's like, oh, my God, look at me.
I don't see that. See, you see things that other people don't zone in on or hone in on. So let's get to it. You guys want to know? The skin there is the most thin, almost the most thin on the body.
I did know that,
eyes,
which
and
is
it's
why.
It's very sensitive.
Right.
And it's a discoloration thing. It's a pigment thing. It's either caused by a few things. Aging, sorry to say it. Genetics, runs in the family. It can. It sounds like both of you with that. And also fatigue. It's not really a sign of a medical problem. So that's good news.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've always heard that it's genetic, and I've always heard about the thin skin.
Thinner
part
skin.
Of
That's
it.
Why when you wouldn't know this, but when you put concealer on, and you're a lady, and you put concealer on underneath your eyes, you're supposed to do it very gently with like that ring finger, so that you don't push that skin. Be delicate with that skin if you do skincare.
Hmm.
Don't rub too hard on your face.
Is there any kind of cosmetic under eye procedure?
Yes. Yeah. You want to jump to that?
No.
Home remedies first.
Oh.
Cold compress, that really helps with puffiness.
Yeah.
You know, like even cucumbers, cool cucumbers. It's not just a cute thing.
Not something you see on TV.
I had a great trick one of my exes taught me.
Yeah. Spoon in the freezer?
Yeah, spoon in the freezer.
Yeah.
Put two spoons in the freezer and you do them both eyes. Now, I'll tell you what.
That doesn't feel good.
Ouch.
Huh?
When you first do it, no, it is not good. You have to lean into it.
How long did you leave it there when you would do it?
Like 30 seconds.
And did you find that it helped?
I don't know if it did. Mentally, it did. I don't know if it physically did.
Okay. Another thing you can do that's a home remedy type thing is get more sleep. Prop your pillows up so that you are not, I don't know, you're propped up more so blood flow. Is one thing. But yes, there are topical creams that you can do, the ones that have like bleaching agents. And don't let that make you think of bleach in the laundry, but just agents. And then there are laser procedures too you can look into.
I am putting
to help with dark circles.
CeraVe on my eyes twice a day. Or I mean under my eyes, not on my it burns.
Good. And then do it gently.
Yeah.
And then see how it looks like in when you're finished with the
tube.
Container.
So what is CeraVe?
It's a brand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a dry wrinkle cream.
Sam, I know you got swanky this weekend with your daughter, Maddie. What was it?
It was the actual formal induction into initiation into the sorority.
Wow.
Now, she was
nice.
Had the regular initiation in
earlier.
The fall.
Uh-huh.
But then they do this fancy one where all
like
the girls
you made a whole walk
out in full length white dresses. And
So did you embarrass her? Let's hear it.
No, I did not. So everybody could rest easy.
So she was nervous that you were going to embarrass her because of someone else who was there.
Yeah, there's a former major leaguer there, and his name is Morris. It's two in front of us.
Right.
You know, and standing there waiting, they were like 5 feet away. And I was like, there he is, Maddie.
So, was it difficult?
Well, you really ramped it up, didn't you, Floyd?
Oh, yeah. It was more tongue-in-cheek, fun and games, whatever, because when we were standing in line at one point, mm-hmm. she says, let's put our hands up there and pretend like we're going to touch his back.
Oh, cute.
So, that one of the pictures we took of our fingers.
Funny.
See, that's her being like you.
Yeah.
You notice that she's like you in ways?
Very much so. And, in fact, that day, really, it was, like, heavy. What was special to me about that day, it was great. The beautiful dress she had on.
I know. Don't even get me started on her gorgeous dress.
Walking her down the steps and taking pictures. But the thing I love the most is we spent forever together, just the two of us.
Oh, nice.
We had to be there early.
Yeah.
So it's like I picked her up at the dorm. Like, mm-hmm. talk about, I guess what it's like the junior version of what it's going to feel like when she puts on a wedding dress and comes down the aisle.
Uh-huh.
Wow. She came walking out the dorm in
a white
dress. And it's like, oh my God, look at that.
Those pictures, that dress, she just looks, she has to keep that dress forever.
Yeah.
Please,
you can see it on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Please wear it again.
And, you know, we sat around and waited for the thing. And then when we did it, took pictures. And then afterwards, between the presentation and the party, the mm-hmm. family party after, mm-hmm. we had like an hour or so. So we were just together, changing clothes. We went and ate. It was great. It was great for her, I know, but it was really good for me.
Right.
To spend that time.
And maybe you should let her know that, how much it meant to you.
Can we do it again next weekend?
Did the major leaguer recognize you from the last time you
met him? Not at all. And I noticed he glanced my way a few times, but just, you know, looking around the room, it wasn't, hey, Sam!
No, he just looked right through you, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Most popular dog names this year, always fascinating to me, but not just the most popular names, but how do you arrive at a dog's name? I love to know the story of how you come up with a dog's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dogs' names are sometimes even more creative than people names.
Well, you know, they should
there's like a restriction on people names that you kind of stay in a certain place.
What's Champ's origin?
Champ was a rescue.
Well, I know, but yeah.
The name that was on the crate where he was cowered in the back of when we met him was Champster. And I know, right?
We didn't want to call him Champster.
And I was like, love this dog, but absolutely not to Champster. I can't deal with that.
And you know, Jody and I always would keep the dog's name from the shelter if they knew it.
If they knew their name.
We might have changed one or two along the way, but not very many of them. Most of them came, you know, mm-hmm. and if Chevy was Chevy. He was Chevy when we got him, our first boxer.
Well, he knew his name with the rescue organization we rescued him from. However, do you remember Stella, our pit bull Stella, what her intake name was? Meaning when a dog gets brought into the shelter,
right.
someone who is working there, and that's hard work, gives that dog a number and a name at intake.
Yeah.
She didn't know her name, and she was brought in December, and her name, I'll never forget it, because Phoebe and I were like, we're changing that. Eggnog.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
I forgot that.
As soon as they said, her name is Eggnog, Phoebe gave me that look like, no, it's not going to be if we take her.
That's a cute name, though, but yeah.
It was Stella. Stella became who she was.
Yeah.
So let's get to the most popular names. Now, this is according to doggy daycare provider Camp Bow Wow. They've analyzed their database of like 300,000 whatever campers they've had over the last year. For the third year in a row, Luna is number one.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that name.
It is a great name for a person, too.
Yeah.
followed by Charlie, number two. Charlie's
really?
A big...
Wonder why.
I got a friend who's got a dog named Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's a good time name, isn't it?
good time Charlie. Yeah, of course.
And the third one on the list being Bella. Which means Max is finally out of the top three. And Max was the number one dog name forever, last couple of decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bella would be for a girl. Is Luna go both ways?
I think Luna's more for a girl, but anything goes with a dog's name, right? What about Gus?
Gus is a boy.
Do you named him?
My ex-wife and her kids were naming all the animals. They were naming all the pets for Disney characters.
Oh, cute. And that's
he's
a good...
Gus. Mouse from Cinderella.
Ozempic babies. Have you heard the term?
No.
Mounjaro
no.
babies.
Mm-mm.
There are a lot of women who are getting pregnant, unintentionally getting pregnant, who are on these weight loss medications.
It's because of the medication?
Yes, it's a side effect. Well, it's not a side effect. That's not the right thing to say. But I dug in because
Does it water down birth control? I guess is what
That's
it is.
That's one reason.
What's the word I'm looking for?
It reduces the effect.
Interact. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, it reduces the strength, effectiveness of birth control is one of the reasons. So, and it's tricky because some people are like, oh, I've wanted to get pregnant forever. I couldn't get pregnant. And then you take these weight. There are stories of women across this country who hit their goal weight and find out they were pregnant the same day.
Also, if that happens, is the Ozempic affect the baby?
Well, doctors say usually it's healthy pregnancies, but the problem being it's not a planned pregnancy and it's a surprise. And even sometimes it's been a late life pregnancy, which can be a major concern, for mom and baby. But the other reason is interesting, too. It's that because the weight loss corrects hormonal imbalances.
Hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
And metabolic disorders get back in check when the weight loss happens with these drugs. And then all of a sudden, you didn't think you could get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Women who've struggled with fertility for years are getting pregnant. So they're happy about it. And then the ones who are later in life and had done that and thought they were all done with that.
Zoinks.
That's probably the biggest zoinks when you think that, hey, diapers are done and you're rocking high school schedules and things like that. And then you're in that world again.
Yeah.
That is quite a reality check, I'm sure. But that's the reason. And they do say, if you dig deeper into it, and you should speak to your healthcare provider, there are a lot of women who have struggled with getting pregnant who say, okay, well, I'm going to go on these drugs.
Oh, no,
I'm going to don't do it for that reason because they don't know,
And I'm sure
the long term.
I'm sure that as the years go by, there will be new studies and new outcomes and other things. Anytime a drug is introduced like that, it's still relatively new, You learn about it as time goes on.
Right.
I have a stupid question because those are the only kind I ask. But when these babies are born, do they have weight problems?
I don't know. Again, see what Murphy said. Go to what Murphy just said, because in time we will certainly know more as all of this is studied. But the two main reasons, hormonal imbalances get corrected, and then it reduces the effectiveness of birth control.
Jody, you were talking about the hot dog names for 2024.
Not hot dog names. Hot dogs is any.
Dog names that are hot.
Pet names. Pet names.
Dog names.
Number one is Oscar Mayer.
Number two is Hormel.
Yeah.
No. The top three currently, right now, in the United States for dog names. Number one is Luna.
Yeah.
Precious. Number two is Charlie.
Yeah.
And number three is Bella.
Well, I have a Gus, and my Gus is getting on in years.
Yes.
My mom, I was talking to her on the phone, and she says, she keeps calling him a her, and his name is Gus, and it's like it gets to a point where you just let it go.
But well,
she,
yeah, when a family member gets stuck on it, you can't change it.
Well, but, when I was a little girl, I thought dogs were boys and girls were cats. Cats were girls.
Oh. Until, well, that I makes mean, total sense,
until
actually.
It got,
until
like,
you learn how biology works. Yeah.
I mean, little girl. If it was a big I dog, understand. I thought it was a boy.
I think that is sweet.
And actually, Murphy has gotten so bad that I just wind up saying she and her now.
Right.
Well, Gus, she's not bad.
Right.
Okay.
But she told me, you know, with Gus getting up there in years and not doing as good, so I need to get another dog.
Not yet. No, not now.
And I told her that. I was like, no, I'm not ready for that right now. I don't know how Gus is going to treat the other dog.
When you bring a new dog into an elderly dog's life, you need to be very careful because it disrupts their harmony, and everything is about energy to dog.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they've been alone for a long time like that.
10 years.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to make that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in agreement with her that I'm not saying that you do it quickly. There's only your own time. But once there's no more Gus, I do think that you and anyone, it's good for your life. It enriches your life to have a dog.
Yeah.
It has enriched your life. He has.
Yeah. And no doubt it's painful when they, you know, pass. And it doesn't mean you have to get one immediately.
No.
But, you know, once you've been good to a pet like that, it's hard not to do it again, you know?
Now think about this, because this has occurred to me. If I get another dog once Gus goes, also naming him Gus.
Oh.
Just like as a tribute to Gus, the first Gus, and also I don't need to learn another name.
I was going
to
say that makes it easier on you.
Yeah.
Now, it's not
like
going to fix your mom's problem, you know?
It's not a female.
You guys ever in a doctor's office or a professional place and you look at something you're not supposed to?
Because I did. Doctor's office?
Well, okay. The
everything,
vet.
I mean, what would be there? Oh, okay.
I did this at the vet yesterday. Okay, so remember I had to stop by our vet, Murphy, and pick up Edie's diet food. Oh my gosh. I literally thought, can we just feed her less? This stuff is so expensive.
How expensive is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's by prescription, which...
It's mobility and metabolic formula. It's diet food. And we're going to have her on this diet as long as she needs because we want her mobility and metabolic rate to be right.
Something's working because she's bouncing around in the mornings now and all. And she's a different dog.
She's going to be in a bikini before it's over. Okay, so anyway, so I'm at the vet. And I get this, you know, the shock of the how much this small bag is going to be. I'm like, what?
It's prescription only. That's why. Yeah.
So I'm there to pick it up. And the girl's doing her work in the computer about Edie for me. Mm-hmm. And I look down on the counter and all the names of all the dogs and pets, cats and dogs, I assume, who are going to be there that day are you know, laid out per doctor. Like one doctor gets one color, another doctor gets another color. Yeah. So it's like, oh,
well,
cool.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about pet names yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? The number one dog names in America being Luna, Charlie, and Bella.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of those names. But I did see some really good dog names. You want to see?
Yeah.
Arya.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, yeah. And Arya became popular Game of Thrones thing. A lot of people have a dragon named Arya.
Yeah.
Although this is not an exotic vet. So
dragons are not real.
bearded dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, another name that was there and I'm thinking, oh, this is probably a very gorgeous dog. Winston.
That's cool. I like that.
Winston's going to be here at 3:00.
That's really ritzy. I like that a
lot.
Yeah.
I want to give you these. There's another dog named Cactus that was being seen yesterday.
Be careful petting her.
Yeah.
Right. Could be a cat. Ooh. And then the last one that was really fun, Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel was set to come over by the end of
the
day.
Cool.
Just wanted to pass that along if you're looking for a great pet name.
I don't think you need to feel guilty about looking at those because HIPAA laws don't protect dogs, I don't think.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Sam was the first one to tell me about this, and I had to confirm it. And sure enough, it's creepy, but it's true.
What?
So Matthew Modine, who plays Papa on Stranger Things, the creepy father figure to all these poor kids, especially 11. Matthew Modine, who's a wonderful actor and apparently a good friend of everybody, is going to be the one to marry Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi. He has his license to perform weddings. Ha ha. So Papa's going to be there. I hope not in some creepy lab coat.
Of course
to marry
he will be.
Them.
That's the TV show.
Wonder if Barb will be there.
Yeah, probably. Oh. She'll be by the pool.
Oh. Man, that half of that church or wherever they get married is Stranger Things people, and the other half rock and roll,
I mean,
baby.
No kidding. That's a place to be.
Yeah.
The word is that Matthew Modine, also, they asked him to do it. He said, yes, I'd be honored. And then he wrote some vows for them, and they liked it.
Oh, really?
How about get John Bon Jovi to write some stuff, too? But he's performing.
I promise not to give love a bad name.
Right. I'll be there for you.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, isn't John Bon Jovi performing at the
something. We don't
reception?
Know if it's his songs or something.
You're right.
Just for...
This is the wedding we all want to crash, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. We all do impulse buying, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why they have the impulse aisle in the grocery store, because they know it.
I'm feeling some serious guilt from Sam about this subject. Your whole body language changes when I've said the words impulse buy.
Yeah, because
we're going to get to it.
I'm a bad victim of it.
You're the ripe customer for
yes.
us.
Okay. I'm the sucker.
Okay, well, let's just lay it on the line. We're going to get to, you know, why you do it and maybe how to slow that down, how to stop yourself.
Okay.
Take away my phone.
So, okay, first, lay it on the line. What category of things do you most often impulse buy?
May not be a surprise, but flashlights.
Wow, you continue to buy them, huh?
Yeah, I love them,
but yeah.
Yes.
Do you?
I have.
How many do you have?
I probably have a dozen or so.
Okay,
it's
well, that's not bad. Yeah, that's not.
Like my son Will, his birthday's tomorrow, so I shipped him a gift.
Nice. A flashlight.
One of them's a flashlight, and another is a little clip-on light that also has like a bottle opener. You can stand it up and everything.
Okay.
If you play your cards right, Murphy, maybe come Christmas.
I think he already has some flashlights from you from over the years.
And
it's one of the brightest ones, too.
I think today it is. I've got two more flashlights coming. They're these little tiny keychain flashlights.
How often do you use flashlights?
Not that much
right.
to be buying them like
so
I am.
You're enamored with them.
I'm waiting for the power to go out.
That's cute. You're enamored with them.
Yes, I am.
Murphy, what will you admit to being an impulse buyer of? I think I know.
It's bag snacks,
yes!
for sure.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh.
It's chips or whatever. Yeah, more than candy, more than anything like that. I'm a sucker for that.
And it's
I can avoid the candy temptation, but you know, even though I do love it, I'm a sucker if it's directly in front of me. But the impulse buy thing for me are snacks.
You know what
snacks.
I walked into the other day? You forgot to stash them away from me.
I wasn't trying to hide anything from you.
Munchos. You know,
yeah.
I'd never had them.
Yeah.
And then you left them, like you had opened them and eaten some of them. So I tried them.
Yeah.
They're light as air.
Well, they're right. They're potato snacks.
I've never had them before.
And the thing is, I was about to go complain to the manager at Walmart because they're on the bottom shelf where you can't really see them.
Yeah.
Munchos deserve much better product placement than that.
You can see them, though.
Yeah, that's where they also put the Crunch and Munch and Cracker Jack.
Low. What, on the bottom?
Yeah, nobody looks for that stuff anymore.
Aw. Proud of you both for being really honest about what you buy, what you impulse buy. Sam is flashlights, Murphy is snacks, and that for sure is true. I will get in his car in the passenger seat to go somewhere and like snack bags fall out. It's like, I know where you've been.
Well, or sometimes if I remember, it's like, hey, be careful, don't sit on that.
Yeah.
There's still half of
still
it left.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
What's yours, Joey?
Well, let's see if Murphy can guess. What do you think I buy impulsively?
Impulsively, earrings.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say jewelry.
Oh.
It's not earrings?
Well, I mean, I guess it is in that category. I think fashion.
Purses?
Yeah.
So it's got to be shoes then.
No. Fashion. So earrings fall. Earrings do fall.
Oh, fashion in general is your impulse. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I'll see something last minute. Wow, I don't have that color top or that's a great deal on those jeans. That's one thing about the impulse buy for me. It's like, if it's a screaming deal, how can I leave it? You know?
That justifies everything.
Okay, flashlights.
Yeah, right, true.
So why are we all hooked on it? Because of a feeling. Our purchases that are impulse purchases are based on a feeling. You do it emotionally. And this is from a spending coach. And the word is two feelings that happen. Number one, who we want to be or who we think, who we want the world to think we are. Mm. So I guess that's where fashion would come in.
Okay.
Like a designer handbag. Like, so, man, look at that.
So vanity.
Vanity is that answer, yes. And the other one is who you want to be, who you want to become. I don't think your snacks have anything to do with that, though. See?
No.
I challenge this a little bit.
No, it has to do with the flavor. What is it called, you know, when you work, ironically, when you work out and you have that feeling afterwards, that's, what hormone is that?
Euphoria?
No, the hormone it produces.
Endorphins.
Yes, endorphins. I wonder if that, there's, because endorphins almost regulate everything. Yeah. I bet you endorphins are released when you enjoy something like a snack.
Right. It's very, it's funny to watch Murphy try to resist a snack.
Yeah.
He just can't do it. And that's so cute. To me, it's almost like, where's the good deal?
Yeah.
Where's the good deal justification? Because if it's a screaming deal, it's so hard for me to
You've conquered something.
It.
Yeah.